Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. We praise God for being here today. And if you are here today, hallelujah, you are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle in Jesus' name. This is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. This is the show to get your weekend started off right. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. I think every show on this network in Jesus' name is where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. Amen. I thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen. We praise God for being here on today. We praise God for another blessed Saturday. Amen. I thank God that it's cold outside, but it's fire in my soul in Jesus' name. It's hot. There's an old song that says, ooh wee, it's hot in here. It must be Jesus in the atmosphere. Amen. We thank God for the coldness outside, but we thank God for the Lord being the heat in our spirits in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to say thank you to each and every listener, and I do this on my podcast, so I'm going to do this on here, but network, every single show, and I'm doing this on behalf of every single show every week. We thank you for listening to the Spirit Alive Network in Jesus' name. Today, we got a phenomenal, phenomenal topic on today. We are talking about pursue the territory. Pursue the territory. Amen. We have to first, in the title of this topic, the Lord was dealing with me on last night. I was listening to a preacher on TikTok. It was live and he was talking, and when I was listening, the Lord kept saying, pursue the territory. And I'm like, Lord, what are you talking about? And I'm sitting there listening to the preacher, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're saying pursue the territory, what do you mean? And the Lord began to give me scripture. And he took me to Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 7, where it talks about Gideon and him getting ready to fight the Midianite army. And we are living in a day and time now that we must pursue the territory now than ever. The territory. Everybody has a territory in their life that God has laid out before them in their life that they must pursue. There is a territory in my life. There are maybe multiple territories in my life or in your life that we must pursue. There is no question about it. And God has given us the command to pursue the territory or territories that God has placed in our lives. And if we do not pursue the territories, what are we leaving the next generation? This is not, look, let me give this disclaimer now. This is not a prosperity. This is not, I'm not talking about cars, money, and clothes now, all right? This is not, I'm not talking about that, because when you hear territory and pursuement and all that stuff, you can pursue, the Lord said, pursue your next bit. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about none of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the spirit, we must pursue after things that God's got for us. Now, in that, we might have the natural blessings. I'm not saying that the Lord won't bless you naturally, that the Lord won't bless your bank account, that the Lord won't bless you with a new car, a new house. But I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about the spiritual side of it. Amen. I'm talking about the souls that are out there that are lost. A lot of people are dying in sin because people have not pursued the territory. You can change the culture of the next generation just by pursuing the territory that God has laid up in your life. He has a straight way from your birth until the day you meet God. There is a line, there is a road that you must go down. There is a road that everybody must go down. And in that, on that road to heaven, there are territories that you must take. There is a territory that you must take over. And some of us forget that we have territories that we must take. Some of us forget the power that we have on the inside of us. Some of us forget that we must take the territory. We must pursue it. And in the Word of God, it tells us, it gives us the command to pursue it, to pursue the territory. Amen. Our territories. I'm going to go to Judges chapter 7. Verses 2 through 7. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt it themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim." Now watch this. He said, go now to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return unto them 22,000. Amen. And there remain 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down unto his knees to drink the water, to his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down unto their knees to drink the water. Verse number 7, and the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap it, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. This was the Lord giving instructions unto Gideon. He was giving instructions unto Gideon to pursue the Midianite army and the territory that the Midianites had. Now, the Lord is not going to have you pursue a territory or pursue something that you need our desire, or in the spirit that you need, without equipping you first, without letting you know about the battle strategy first. He's not going to allow you to go in blindly. He's not going to allow you to go into a battle blindly, because he is that good of a God to let you know, to let us know, hey, you can pursue this. And if God says that you can pursue it, that if God says that you can pursue the territory, just well know that you can pursue the territory, because God has officially told you to go ahead and pursue it. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, if we can go there, we can go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And the Lord gives us what we need to do. He gives us other instructions on how to get ready to pursue. And it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." That's the thing that we have to understand in pursuing territory in the spiritual, pursuing that next whatever it might be in the natural. We must go to God first. We must seek the Lord first. We must seek his power first. That's the first thing we have to do. We have, because this fight that we are in, this spiritual battle that we're in, hallelujah, is not controlled by things of the natural, but it is controlled by things of the spiritual. The demons that we go up against are not seen in the natural eyesight. But you can only see the demon, you can only see the wicked spirit in the spiritual eyesight. That is why it's good to have discernment when you're pursuing the territory. Have spiritual discernment to know the spirit. It's good to get into the word of God, to know the voice of God, so that you can be able to know the voice of God from the enemy's voice. That's why it's good. This is good battle strategy to have. Amen. And it reads in the power of his might. Hallelujah. That's the end of verse number 10. Verse number 11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And I like this part right here in verse number 12, because, and I'm before I read this, I'm going to share something with you. You know, back in the day, and even now, I still watch it a little bit. I mean, I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I used to be, as a child, I grew up watching professional pro wrestling. And in that, in pro wrestling, you know, we all know those that do it, they don't like the word fake. They don't like the word, they don't like to have it said to them that it's fake, but we all know that it's fake and it's predetermined or whatever. But the injuries in that thing are real. Some of them are real. Amen. But the Bible, you know, me growing up as a little child, I wanted to be a pro wrestler, because I loved it. I loved the crowd. I loved it all of that. But as I got older, the Lord began to show me that I have something else for you to do. I have something else for you to do. And he took me to this verse. He said, "You are a wrestler, but you're wrestling in the spirit." And some of us have to wrestle in the spirit, just like Jacob wrestled with the angel to receive his blessing. He wouldn't let go. That is the pursuit that we must do. That is the pursuit. That is the energy that we put in, the time that we put in. That's the pursuit. Not letting go of what God told us to go after. That's the pursuit. The pursuit of the territory. Amen. Pursue the territory. But the verse number 12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood," which means we don't fight against each other. In my pursuit for the territory, I don't have to war against my sister or my brother. I don't even war against sinners. Mm-hmm. I don't even wrestle against my enemy. Hmm. You might say, well, why don't I wrestle against, why don't I fight against my enemy, Brother Adam? You know, them. The people are talking about me. They doing this, they doing that. Did you ever see Jesus fight against his enemies? Physically fight against his enemies? Spiritually fight against his enemies? And when I mean spiritually fight against his enemies, I mean, I'm not talking about the devil. I'm talking about people. Did you ever see the Lord say, Father, get them? His natural side saying, Father, get them. His earthly side saying, Father, get them. He didn't say all that. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Your enemy, look, let me show y'all something, and I'm getting ahead of what we're talking about here, but I'm gonna move in the spirit of the Lord. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, that's powerful. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shunned with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Ah, man. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I like this last part, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. Amen. This is what we need to do to pursue. This is how we pursue the territory. Amen. We must pursue the territory. The reason why I'm saying, well, not even me. The reason why the Lord is saying today to pursue the territory is because your territory that you must pursue, there is an inheritance in your territory that God has laid out for your life. There is an inheritance for the next generation. There is an inheritance left for your children. If you pursue that territory or territories that God has laid out before you in your life, there is an inheritance left. Now, I'm not talking about a natural inheritance. There might be a natural inheritance in what, because when you take care of God's business, he takes care of yours. When we stop worrying about the natural and care more about the spiritual things of life, then God takes care of the things that we here in the natural need. Amen. When we start leaning more towards God and less towards man and what man thinks and what sinners think and what the job thinks and what family thinks, it don't matter. It don't matter. I have family members even now that wonder why. And I got friends now. I got friends and family that wonder why I praise the Lord, wonder why I give God so much of myself, because of the fact I know what God can do. I'm not doing it for the things that he does for me. I'm doing it because he's worthy of it. You have to pursue the territory not because of what's coming to you, but because God has commanded you to. You're doing it because God has told you, go get it. You are obeying the word of God. The word has come, and I hear some people. I hear people. They say, "Well, minister, I hear you saying it, but I've done so much, and I've been here, and I've been there, and my faith is a little bit laxed, and my walk with Christ is a little bit laxed, and I'm not doing everything that God has taught." Look, let me tell you something. Whatever you've allowed the devil to take, or whatever you've allowed yourself to take from you, because it ain't always the devil. I hate it when people say, "Well, the devil made me do it." Only way you can say, if you are a saint of God, there is no way that you can say that the devil made you do that. If you are a true saint of God, there is no way. And if you're saying it, the devil is a liar, and you're a liar too. If you saying that the devil made me do that, or if you even think it, your thoughts are off. The devil did not make you do that. If you got the Holy Ghost, the devil did not make you do that. Your flesh, you walked in your own flesh. Amen. Don't nobody want to say amen. I brought my amens with me. Amen. This is the thing. We have to pursue the territory. We have to pursue territories. There are territories out there with man's souls on the line. Men and women, children, boys and girls, their souls are on the line. Your family's souls are on the line. If you don't pursue the territories that God has got for you in your life, to take the territory, we must be separate from the world. But first, we have to take the territory that God has for us, we must take on the Spirit of God. It is the power of God. We have to have the power within us, which is found in Acts 2 and 38. We all know that scripture. I say it every time. Amen. But in Acts 1 and 8, it says, "After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall have" what? Power. Power to pursue the territory. The power of God that lives on the inside of you is the same power that was on the cross. It was the same power that God had to heal to open up blind eyes and to heal the deaf. Amen. To make the mute speak. That same power rests on the inside of you, which is the Holy Ghost. To take the territory, we must be separate from the world. We got to be separate. We can't have the same mindset. Look, when I'm talking about being separate from the world, I'm talking about everything that you used to do to pursue things, to gain things, to gain peace. Come on now. What you used to do to gain your peace, you don't do that. Amen. And this is just an example, I'm not saying anybody's doing anything, but if you use drugs to gain peace, or if you use the man or woman to gain your peace, or if you, maybe you use the man or woman to gain validation of yourself, you don't need that. You have to be separate. Your mind has to be separate. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, it tells us, hallelujah, that we must be separate from the world. Our thoughts must be separate from the world. Our mind must be separate from the world. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God." Because this is your reasonable service. And then it talks about the transformation of your mind in verse number 2. Everything must be separate from the world. You cannot have a worldly mind. Look, if you trying to pursue the territory, you can't put, I say this all the time, you can't use the same old stuff to try to gain new territory. You cannot use the same old stuff to try to gain new things. You trying to gain peace, you cannot, if you keep using the same thing, you using the same old thing, I'm gonna drink my troubles away. I'm gonna use drugs to gain my troubles away. I'm gonna continue smoke, whatever it might be. I don't know what it is, but if you using that same old stuff and you ain't getting nowhere, and I'm talking to anybody, I'm gonna say it like my former pastor used to say it. I'm talking to who I'm talking to today. Amen. Whoever needs it, I'm talking to you. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is that you're trying to pursue. If you're using the same old stuff to try to pursue new things, to pursue new territories, and it ain't worked for you yet, try this. Try this. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Try this. All I have, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus. Amen. I give you Jesus. Jesus said it in his word that he will be with you to the end of the earth. He would be with us until the end of the earth. But in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 16 through 18, it reads, And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? Now watch this. Watch this. This is why you don't need all this other stuff. See, the Lord took me here for a reason. You don't need the same stuff that you've been using to pursue the territories of your life. The same, the peace, the joy, the happiness, all of that. There's an old movie that was back in the I think it was the early 2000s or the mid 2000s or whatever. But it starred Will Smith, and it was called The Pursuit of Happiness. Amen. And in that movie, he was trying to pursue the good things in life. And I'm talking about the natural things. I'm not talking about nothing spiritual when I'm talking about this movie. He was trying to pursue a better life for him and his son. And he got there. He got there. It was a whole lot of tests and trials, but he got there. And in that movie, he lost his wife. His wife didn't want to be with him anymore. Sometimes in life, you to pursue the territory, when you're pursuing things in your life and in the spiritual, those people that were with you before are all, always going to go with you. Some people can't go with you. Some people can't go with me. I'm learning this. I don't learn. Some of my friends that I used to hang out with in high school and in middle school, they I don't hang out with them no more. Because they can't go where I'm going. I'm not saying I'm better than them, but sometimes God tries to take us to new levels. He said he will take us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. And sometimes them higher heights, everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't go with me to higher heights and deeper depths in him because they don't understand it. They don't have the mind of Christ to understand it. Amen. And some people that you're trying to take with you, some of them don't like you. Now, the Lord got me teaching this. I ain't trying to preach this. But some people are taking people with them that they know full well that person don't like you. And you trying to hang on, and you trying to people, hear me. Move, separate yourself. Sometimes we have to separate ourselves even from family, because sometimes family will bring us down. Sometimes friends will bring us down, and sometimes it hurts worse when it's family. But sometimes we got to stay separate from them because God's putting us in a place. Sometimes God puts us in a place of loneliness to get us ready for the things, that the great things he's got. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man which God has prepared for them that love him. They can't go with us. Amen. Even some of the saints of God can't go with you because they're not on the same level. Maybe you can't take a baby saint with you where you going because they might not be able to handle it. Amen. You can't do that. Amen. And it says, what agreement has the temple of God have with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. This is talking about us. This is why you don't need those things outside of the will of God to bring you peace, to bring you joy, to bring you salvation. That the Bible says there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name given among men. We got people. We got false preachers teaching. We got false teachers and preachers talking about there's other ways to get to God. No, there's not. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Pursue the territory of salvation. We got people out there that are dying in a sinful world, naturally leaving out of here in sin because they've been told that there's many ways to get to God, that there's other names to God. There's only one name. He never referred himself. I don't know why I'm going here. This is not in my notes. God had never referred himself as 2, 3, 4, and 5. He referred himself as one. He said there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now, you might say, well, there's many different religions. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. You got these people up there in Hollywood. You got your Oprah Winfrey's. You got your Tyler Perry's. You got your, Let me leave that alone. Now, pursue the territory. Amen. We got people in Hollywood. I ain't going to leave it alone. No, I'm not. I don't even care. Lord told me to say it. That's what I'm going to do. Such as Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry. We got these people. Now, Tyler Perry makes some good movies. I give him that. But when you sit over there and you sitting over there cussing, there's a problem. Well, you might say, well, Peter cussed. Peter did this. Peter did that. Peter didn't have the Holy Ghost. Peter didn't receive the Holy Ghost until the day of Pentecost. When he did that, he didn't have the Holy Ghost. There was no Holy Ghost to be given. Uh-oh. Oops. And shut the thing right down. So everybody that says that Peter did this and Peter was a cusser and da-da-da-da, yeah, he was. And yes, he denied Christ. Yes, he did. But he had no Holy Ghost. He had no other hope. He didn't have the Holy Ghost then because there was no Holy Ghost to be given out. But on the day of Pentecost, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was Peter that preached that message on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When the Holy Ghost had came, he preached it. The one that Hollywood says, well, the Hollywood preachers say, well, Peter did this and Peter did that. Yeah, Peter did it because he didn't have the Holy Ghost. But I'm tired of these jellyback preachers. The preachers that are only looking for money. Only now, this is not only talking about this what we're talking about today. This ain't talking about just prosperity in the natural. This ain't no Joel Osteen message. This ain't no Joel Osteen and no T.D. Jakes and none of that. We talking about for real. We talking about real. You got to get in God to be able to pursue. You got to be able to get in God. You got to receive salvation. You got to be holy to pursue the territories that God's got for you. And if you ain't holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You can have all the money. You can have all the cars. You can have all the clothes. You can have all the businesses you want. But if you ain't got salvation, you ain't got nothing, baby. I'm sorry. You ain't got nothing. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing. And if you ain't living holy, if you ain't living holy, holiness, I'm talking about if you ain't taking a stance for holiness, if you over there saying, if you are a preacher and you're giving in to the seducing spirits of doctrines of devils and you preaching this mess, you are not pursuing the territory that God's got for you, because God is not going to go against his word. You're not going to know. No, no, no. It don't work that way. As I tell my kids, it don't work that way. Uh-uh. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, the Bible also says if you don't have his spirit, you're none of his. Mm-mm. He can't be. He just said that he'll be in us and we'll be in him. But God don't dwell in an unclean place. Uh-oh. You can't pursue the territory unless you are clean. You can't pursue a territory that God has called for you to go into unless you clean. Think he drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden when they sinned. Because when you take the light of God somewhere, don't you know that if you have the Spirit on the inside of you wherever you go and you live in holy, don't you know that you'll light up a room? Don't you know that wherever you step, that place becomes clean? Whatever you put your hands on? That's why he drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. Because that place was holy. That's why he told Moses to take his shoes off. What you stand is on holy ground. Where are you standing on is holy ground? Why do I need it? He said, upon this rock I will build my church. We need holiness. We need salvation so that the devil can't come in. He said it in his word. Upon this rock I will build my church. For the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said it in his word. He's going to put himself on the inside of us. So the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are the church, yes. And brick and mortar is not the church. But we still need to go. That's his house. Well, you just said that we're the church. We're the church. We're the church body. Yeah, we make up the church body. But that's still his house. Why you think he kicked it? Why you think he was tipping over tables and not literally beating and knocking people, y'all. I'm not saying that, but he was angry. Jesus was angry when people went into the temple and they were doing ungodly things in the temple, and he kicked them out. He kicked them out. God does not dwell in an unclean place. All of this stuff, all of these, and it ain't just TV ministers either. I ain't just going after them. Well, the Spirit ain't just going after them. I'm going to say the Spirit, because I ain't after to what I really wanted to talk about today was what we talked about last week. God told me to do this. God gave me this late last night. So God wanted me to do this. But we must understand, amen, that our bodies belong to God. And in verse 17 it says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate. There we go. Here we go right here. And touch not the unclean thing. Uh-oh. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Ah, Jesus, Jesus. and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We are his children when we don't touch unclean stuff and we holy. That sums it up right there. Amen. In taking territory that God has for us, we must understand the battle plan and how we fight. We got to understand it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to switch over to chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Amen. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, which means we don't fight the same way we fought before. We don't use the same strategy that we used before to get our peace, get our joy, get our happiness, get this, get that from God. We don't do that. Verse number 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds that got a hold of us, we try to use different avenues that the world brings to us. Well, maybe you need a psychiatrist. You don't need no psychiatrist to get over depression. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You don't need, no. You don't need no AA meeting. That's a stronghold. And look, and when you're in those strongholds, it's an imagination. How do I know? It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing unto captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. It brings us to the obedience of Christ. Amen. So, in these last 20 minutes I got, I'm about to show y'all something. God has showed us what we need to do. If you think you can't pursue the territory because of the things you have done, or you've let time get away from you, you can pursue. You still have time. You still got time on your side. You might say, well, how do I know I got time on my side? You know, I got this going on and that going on. And, well, in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, he said he will restore the years. Every day that you wake up, every day the Lord gives you, every day that the Lord puts breath in your body, you got time to pursue the territories. You got time to pursue the territories. You might say, well, Minister Tuggle, well, how do I know? I know I got the years, but I'm afraid because I got this going on and that going on. Don't you be afraid. My mama said that I wouldn't be this, and my daddy said I wouldn't be that, and my friends don't think I should do this because of this and that. Let me tell you something. Or maybe your enemy told you can't do it. Let me tell you something. Pray for your enemies. Don't count them out. Don't count your enemies out. Why? You need your enemies. You need your enemies. You need your naysayers. Even if it's family or friends, I don't care who it is. If they tell you, if God has told you to pursue the territory that is for your life, whether it be salvation or whatever it might be, if you do not pursue it, you're going to be caught with your works undone. And that's a way to miss heaven. So you better pursue the territories that God has got for us in our life. We got to pursue it. And look, those that say, well, I'm afraid. Well, let me help you. You don't have to live in fear no more. Go to a very familiar passage of scripture. Let me help you. The Lord has taken me back to elementary in the Bible, a scripture that everybody knows. Psalms 23. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in the he leadeth me beside the still waters. And watch this. Watch this. Those that think, verse number three, those that think that I've done this and I've done that. Do I got enough time? Look, how I'm walking in fear. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in fear. Watch this. Because he said, he restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He's restoring your soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. He's restoring your soul. He's leading you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Here we go. This is why you need your enemies. This is why you need your enemies. This is why you need your naysayers. Amen. And this is not to puff you up, but this is to bring forth the grace of God. This is to praise the name of Jesus. Thou shalt prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Hallelujah. You need your enemies. You need your naysayers. You need the people that say they can't be done. You need it because he's going to prepare a table before them. He's going to prepare a table before them. He's even going to prepare the table before the devil. He's going to prepare the table before the devil. He's going to prepare your table. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Everything, when you pursue the territory, everything you need will be running over. Hallelujah. At the end of Job, after everything that Job went through, he gained double for his trouble. You'll get that double for your trouble. You'll have that Job experience of double. Amen. You'll get that overflow. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. This is why we need to take the territory. This is why we need to take the territory. And if you think, let me show y'all, you can pursue it with the power of God. Amen. There are three scriptures to show us that we can. Watch this. Let's go. We were in Psalms 23. Let's go a couple scriptures over to Psalms 27, verses 1 through 5. And let's see what it says. Ha, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We can pursue it with the power of God. Watch this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You ain't got to fear nothing. You ain't got to fear a man. You ain't got to fear. Look, some of us are fearing our past and the things that we've done. You ain't got to worry about that. Don't fear that. Some of us are fearing what if I fail? Okay, all right. Don't worry about if you fail. Well, I failed once. I failed once. What if I fail again? Don't you take that mentality into this next time when you're trying to pursue it this time. Don't you take the mentality, what if I fail? You ain't going to fail. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. You can. Amen. But let's read that. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, see, there goes those enemies again. Hallelujah. And my foes. Those people that, those naysayers. Even the people in your family that think, hey, look, those family and friends that say, well, I don't think you should do that, John. I don't think you should do that, Sarah. Don't worry about that. If God told you to pursue the territory, go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. My foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though a host shall a captor against me, My heart shall not fear, though wars shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. Ha, here we go. I like verse number 4. This is encouraging. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secrets of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. There we go. Hallelujah. He's going to be that rock. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to be there. Hallelujah. I got one more scripture. Well, two more scriptures for you to encourage you. Hallelujah. That you can go and pursue the territory. In these last couple minutes, I'm gonna read this scripture to you. If you still don't think that you can pursue the territory, hallelujah, let's go to John chapter 4. First John, hallelujah, 1 John 4 and 4. And what he's trying to say to us is that we'll read it. Ye are God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Ye have overcome them, little children. People of God, you have overcome. You have overcome them. You have overcome. You can overcome the naysayers. You can overcome your enemies. You can overcome the devil to pursue the terror. In the pursuit, you will win. And look, don't you know Gideon won at the end? And Gideon didn't even have to fight. The Midianite army fought themselves. Gideon didn't even have to fight. Sometimes when you go through the battle, you won't even have to move. God will fight the battle for you. This battle don't even belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. He's going to fight the battle for you. He just said it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He lives on the inside of you. You think he's going to let you get hurt? If you're moving in God, you think he's going to allow you to be hurt by the enemy? No. You might lose some things. You might go through some struggles, but he's going to do the same thing he did with Job. He's going to do with you. You can take everything from him. You can take everything from her, but you can't touch her life. You can't touch his life. He ain't going to allow the enemy to touch your life. And as long as you got life in your body, you can pursue the territories today. Amen. If we don't pursue the territories, we can change the next generation for the worse. It will die if we don't. Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 26. It will die. Let's go there real quick. The things that God has got for us, if we don't pursue it, and this is the last scripture, we're getting ready to go home. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You can have all the faith in the world that God is going to do something for you. But unless you pursue it, unless you put in the work. Now, we're not working for salvation. Let me say that now. We're not working for salvation. But God wants some commitment. God wants some stick-to-itiveness in this walk with him. That's all he's asking for. That's what that means. Faith without works is dead. That work is that stick-to-itiveness to walk with him, to stay on your knees, to read your word, to fast, to pray, to stick with him. I don't care if you fail. I don't care if you felt like this you've sinned or whatever. You can get back up. You can get back up today in Jesus' name. I pray that this has blessed you on today. I pray that this has been a blessing unto you. My prayer today in this last few minutes is that everybody, that every person underneath the sound of this ministry, under the airways, that is listening to this or will listen to this later, I pray that you pursue the territory that God has got for you in your life. Do you not only pursue the territory? Once you get in pursuit of your territory, don't you know that you can pursue for others? You see your brother and your sister fell by the wayside. Don't you know you? Once you pray for them, you're in pursuit for them. You're pursuing for them too. You pursue for others. Love one another. Love one another. Don't kick nobody while they're down. Love them enough to pursue for them. If you see your brother and your sister down and out, pick them up with prayer. Pick them up with a hug. Pick them up with a kind word. That don't mean you prophesying all to them and all that stuff. Don't do that unless the Lord leads you to. But don't be out of order. But what I'm saying is, give the sinner man something. Be a witness. Witness to them. Tell them about how God brought you over. Amen. Give them the word of your testimony. Amen. And that's powerful enough. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name on this snowy day. Amen. I don't know if it's snowing where you guys are, but it snowed over here in Indianapolis. So we praise God for the snow. We praise God for the rain. We praise God for the ice, even though I don't like ice. But amen. That's another story. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And as it states in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace. This is the only way to see him one day in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And as my grandmother always used to say, if you don't see me again, and since we're on the radio and you can't see me, if you don't hear my voice again, I will see you in the rapture of the church. God bless you. And until next time, God bless you. God bless you. I love you. This is The Summit. Amen. With Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Thank you, Bishop Cook, for allowing us to come one more day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
All in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.